My name is Peter Durek. I come from Koblenz. I'm 50 years old. Anyone can see it. And I do my business because I love the music for my whole life, especially the jazz. The people who like the jazz, and my opinion is the music is one of the most important culture to bring people together to discuss about their feelings, their music, opportunities, and so on. That's my favorite thing I do with my job. And we have 35,000 vinyls and shellacs from the beginnings of the jazz, from when Jelly Roll Morton, 1905 until now. And the most vinyls I have is from the classical jazz, New Orleans jazz, and so on, and until the hard bop. To use a vinyl is, it's like sex. You know, you use a vinyl, you have a look on the cover, read the titles, and it's a lot of fun to see what you have. Yeah? And they still live for many, many decades. It's a very warm voice. It sounds really better as an CD or so on, a tape. Very old, and many younger people, lots of them are interested in music, and here is nothing to do for younger people. They come in my shop and ask, wow, you have vinyls, LPs, great, I want to hear some jazz, can you show me what you are like? It's a funny job, yeah, a hobby and a profession. The first record was a shellac from Glenn Miller, In the Mood. I found it in the cellar of my father's house, used it, and a few days later I asked my father to get some lessons of trumpet and piano. We have a website too, www.jazz-dreams.de.
Also er hat seine Aufgabe und ich gehe jeden Tag mit ihm. Mittags geht er in den anderen Garten, gehe ich einmal hier so rum. Ich bin auch schon bei ihrer Schule da vorbeigegangen. Da. Ja. Und dann kommen viele Kinder aus Kindergartengruppen, hierher und wollen was über Esel wissen. Und dann, das ist ein bestimmter Termin, und dann kommt die Gruppe und dann sitzen wir dann meistens hier und dann erzählen wir was über Esel und so weiter. Ja. Er ist also ein Hobbytier und kein Arbeitstier. Yeah. Ja.
Okay. The donkey has been here for a long time. This is already the third donkey that the family, that we take care of. But the other day there was a animal rights activist walking through the street and saw the donkey, and she was very upset about the way we keep our donkey here, although never one of the neighbors has ever complained about the donkey, even though it sometimes makes a loud noise. And then I talked to the animal rights activist and explained to her what we do with the donkey, how we take care of him. The donkey is living alone here together with the goat. And the new German law says that every donkey has to live together with at least one other donkey. It's not okay if it's just a goat, although the goat and the donkey that live here are very, very close friends, and they get along very well together. And the donkey is taken really good care of. Every day I take him around on a walk into a bigger field where he can walk around freely. And there come classes from kindergartens, and they learn something about donkeys. And on the weekends there comes a girl from the neighborhood, and she takes the donkey on a long walk to the outside of Berlin, And so the donkey is more like a hobby animal. It's not a work animal. It doesn't work for anyone. But it takes part in hindernis parcours.
In the meeting for donkeys. Das ist das Buch, was der erste Esel, mit dem die Kinder aufgewachsen sind. Das habe ich, die ganzen Geschichten, die sind wirklich passiert. True Stories. Ja. Und das ist in Erinnerung an unseren Sohn, ist ein Denkmal für ihn. Er starb im September 2004 an einer schweren Kolik. Er hat uns und vielen anderen Menschen so.
I wrote a book about the about our first donkey and about stories about his life and his life with us. There it's with illustrations by my son, and he drew them by hand. And the donkey had a really, in his life, had a close relationship to our cat, and the cat used to spend a lot of time with the donkey, slept on his back and at his belly, and that's also one of the stories in the book. And the second donkey came when an animal rights organization called me and told the story of a female donkey that was found at a motorway. And it was taken care of by another farm, and but then the next day this female donkey had a child. They didn't have space for the small donkey, so I said I would take her in, and this is my second donkey.
My name is Elisabeth Wald. This is the bookshop Lisi Liest. It's a bookshop for children's books and for books for youth. In the beginning it wasn't my idea, it was the idea of my mom. And we thought that this shop was empty and it was the perfect place for the shop. And so we said, hey, why not? Let's try to open a bookshop. And I said, I want to make a bookshop for children. There are quite a lot reasons to read. The first of all is it's for everyday life. It's most important to read. If you can't read, you're not really able to live. There in our modern times, there are so many things, many situations where you have to read. If you can't read, you're lost. But also reading a book, it's opening the world for you. You can live in places you probably can't see in reality. You can have adventures on the safety of your couch. Yes. Normally there come parents, surely. But also teachers, also children alone, but that's seldom. Events, sometimes I made the offer for kindergartens to read to them in the kindergarten, or they can come here. And every Friday at 5, I read here in the shop for children who come and want to listen. You have to use your imagination if you read, and it's others. In our modern times, the children are watching much TV and cinema and also computer, tablet, these kinds. It's all this visual media, but when they read, they have to make the vision, the pictures in their head. And this is important, I think. And even Liberace smiled. There are many families, especially in this area here. And there are quite a lot in kindergartens and also some schools. And yes, many children. And that's why I hope that the shop is going well in the future.